Welcome, everyone. This is Julie with Mary Ellen Trivi's team, and we are thrilled to kick off today's Inbox Empire Coachathon with you. I am so excited about today's call and can't wait to get started. And I can tell this call is going to be one of our best ever. We have loads of people on the call already from all over the world, and I know you're going to be amazed with how much you can learn from Mary Ellen in just the short time that we have together this afternoon. So let me get her on the line. Welcome, Mary Ellen.
Well, hello, Julie. Hello, everybody. And welcome to this very special Inbox Empire coaching call. It's funny because both and I, Julie and I said the special call. And to tell you the truth, every call that we have is a special call because we've got an amazing community filled with people who aren't afraid to ask questions and are also there to help one another. So I do want to be extremely transparent and let everyone know what's going on today. And I'm going to start that off with a little bit of a backstory. I guess about maybe a month and a half ago, we had one of our calls, and after every call, Julie, like, she's so sweet, and she's like, oh my gosh, that call was great. You helped this person and that person and that person. And at the end of all of our calls, people are always thanking us and telling us that they've got so much out of this call. Well, I guess about 6 weeks ago, Julie told me that she went on to a call, an open call for a program. And she said, man, the way this person ran the call was just terrible. They weren't answering the people's questions. There was chaos. People were confused. But the idea of doing this was so good. So what happened was somebody else offered like an open call so that people could essentially see what that coaching process was like. And it was really funny because in Julie's case, it kind of backfired on this person because the call was not worth her time or anybody else for that matter that was on the call. And Julie said, we should do that. You should do that for Inbox Empire. And frankly, I had just never thought about it, right? Because we have this amazing community of people that we call our inboxers. And part of the program is that we do these calls. And essentially, when somebody signs up for the program, they are signing up. They get 6 free calls. Well, fortunately for people, everybody, in the program, I'm just one of those people who have just, if you want to be on this call, even if you've been in the program for 6 months or a year or 2 years, and, you're moving along at a fast pace, a slower pace, a medium pace, it doesn't matter. We just open these calls up. Now, it's something my husband is very much against, but I'm very much in the kind of in that mode of saying, everybody's learning, people aren't just on this call for me. They're on this call for each other, and they learn so much from each other, and they're always helping each other out. So anyway, it was Julie's idea to open up this call to people who are thinking about becoming Inbox Empire members, who are thinking about joining this community. And man, we've got so many people on the call today. So there's so many of our Inbox folks on the call and so many new people on the call who you are more than welcome to ask questions, just like the Inbox folks, just like the people who are already in the community. So I do want to go through those ground rules. And the first one is, or just some of the ground rules and the housekeeping, really. And the first thing is, if you have a question, just press *2 on your keyboard, on your phone, right? Press *2 and you get into the queue. And what that does, it raises your hand. Julie will either call the last 4 digits of your phone number or your name, depending on if we know you or if you've ever called in before. Even if you're in the program and you never called in before, she'll just call those last 4 digits of your phone number. So *2 to get in the queue. And what we do one question at a time. So you're more than welcome to ask as many questions as you want, but it's only fair that everybody gets one question, then we kind of go back around again. And very often what may happen is that somebody else may ask your second question, and if that's the case and you want to take yourself out of the queue, just hit *2 again, and that takes you out of the queue. So I am really excited to get this started. I do want to preface this call with, it was funny, I was being interviewed this morning for Russell Brunson's podcast. Actually, Dave does the podcast, Russell's partner in ClickFunnels. And it was really funny because he we just got on this whole kind of discussion. It was a wonderful interview, and it's going to be up on their podcast on Monday, and it's that 100th issue of their podcast. And we were talking about inbox and how it started for me and how it started for so many people. And I went through the story with Dave this morning, and I'll share it briefly with you that, you know, for 9 years ago, my goodness, 9 years ago when I was at Early to Rise, we were basically teaching folks how to start their own online business through this model that I kind of put together this program for Early to Rise. And 9 years ago, during a conference, I bought the URL workingmomsonly.com, right? Because we were setting up websites and we were doing all that. And I bought that URL. And I kept saying to myself, someday I'm going to start my own business. Someday I'm going to do this. You know, when the time is right, I'm going to do this. 2 years after I bought the URL, and a lot of people know this story, I had a breast cancer scare, right? And so literally a doctor said to me, at this point, we cannot rule out malignancy. And if anyone has ever had a doctor say that to them, it probably is one of those moments in your life that you just never forget, and you kind of have an outer body experience and your mind is watching the doctor. My mind was watching my husband, but I was thinking about all these things. But 21 days later, after all these different tests and kind of having these slices and dicing, I found out that I was
perfectly fine. Cut out there, Mary Ellen.
You okay? Everything okay? And so the next day, 2 years after I bought the URL, Working Moms Only, I went in and I resigned from the best job I ever had in my life. And I resigned, and January 7th of 2010, Working Moms Only was born, and I've never looked back. And I told Dave this, that when you go out to start your own business and you marry your passion with your experience, it is, you know, that is a dynamic duo. So please get in the queue, star 2, whether you are an inboxer or you just have a question for me, or if you've, you know, if you're kind of that person and you're like, I just don't know what to do. I've gotten the sales letter. I read the sales letter. Or I watched the video, but I don't know. And the only thing I can tell you is that we've got people on this call who are on our call, you know, every few weeks when we do this call, they're on the call and they move ahead every call. You know, some move ahead more quickly than others due to their life circumstances, right? But everybody moves ahead. And my goal for these calls are always that no one leaves with a question. No one is stuck, right? So that everybody can just keep going forward. So with that, Julie, why don't we start?
All right, fantastic. So if y'all would like to follow along so you can see what links and screenshots that Mary Ellen is looking at, if you're at your computer, you can go to inboxempirenotes.com. That's inboxempirenotes.com, and we'll be putting the links and the screenshots in there so you can see the same thing that she's looking at. And make sure to get in the queue that you're pressing the star button on your phone, star 2, not the pound button, because we've had folks try the pound button in the past and it doesn't work. So it's star 2. And first up, let's see, we have a caller from California. Looks like it's Nan. Hey, Nan, how are you? Tell everybody what's up and your website.
I'm doing great. I've got two websites now. I've got the boomerssecondhalf.com and keystosurvival.com, and I'm starting a new one, and that's what I'm calling on today because I want to find out what would be the best domain and a tagline for that.
Well, first of all, hello, Nan. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. I've got to get remotivated, and I think I'm there. Good to talk to you.
All right. So now we know about Boomer's Second Half. Tell me a little bit about Keys to Survival.
Well, we talked about that.
Mary Ellen, I think you're breaking.
Can you hear
me? I can.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Basically, we talked about that before, you know, survival website. And I decided to start one, Keys to Survival. I'm still working on it. It's not published yet, but it's all things survival, depending on, you know, food supplies, housing, whatever it takes if you are cut off from everything. So anyway, that's what I'm working on too. But now I'm creating a service where I'm taking people's pictures and I'm creating slideshows of their memories. And so, and it's being, you know, I've done this just for my friends and everybody's telling me, you need to do this. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it because it's creative. It's fun to do. And so that's where I am.
Well, that's fantastic. And what I love about Nan here is, and Nan, do you mind if I tell everybody how old you are?
No, go ahead. I'm 73 now.
You tell them.
I'm 73 now.
I was going to say 72. But first of all, she looks like she's 55. That's one. Two, she acts like she's 39, right? And three, Boomer second half, that was awesome. And then I love, Nan, I love the survival market. This is a market that is booming and that it's just a wonderful market because there's so much opportunity there, whether, like you said, from housing to water to food, I mean, to the bug out bags to everything.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just a wonderful market. Now, your service for slideshows, are you gonna do that through an Inbox magazine?
I thought I would, yes.
I'm not sure how
I'm gonna do it. I mean that's moving forward. I just formulated this last week because I had a friend who was dying and she wanted to have me do a slideshow for her relatives after she's gone. And so I did it, and it turned out absolutely fabulous. And, I mean, it was inspirational. And so, I thought, you know what? And I've done it for other people. For, one of my friend's uncle was the opening act for Frank Sinatra, and he had all of these things in a folder. And I said, let me scan them, and let me do something. So I did a thing for him. It turned out great. So people, I'm getting such positive reaction to this that I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I love the idea. And I think doing this through an Inbox magazine is so smart because you're going to build a community. And my God, you have so many different kind of lists to go to, from scrapbooking.
Yes.
Right? I mean, there's a huge universe for this. So I love this, and it's
okay.
I mean, gosh, it's so using you can rent the Precious Moments list, right? So that is a rentable list on the market, right? I mean, they were one of my clients at one point.
Oh, okay.
And they're awesome, awesome people. So I was something for an Inbox magazine, something about treasuring your memories, like using the word treasure and memories, I think are really.
Oh, that'd be a great tagline.
Right, right. So treasurable memories could be treasurablememories.com, right? And then your tagline could be, slideshows forever, or something like that, right? And because what you want to do first is build that community. And then you're going to come out with this product, kind of just like we did, with Working Moms Only, where we had the community and then we came out with Inbox Empire. So build that community. And frankly, your folks in Boomers, right? That's, then you take this product and you can go to your Boomer second half folks and, all those people as well, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but I really think that this is a separate Inbox magazine that just talks about, those treasurable moments, those treasurable memories,
Now, I have done some research on the different sites that are out there, and all of them that I've come across that say, memory, anything with memories, all they do is transfer, they scan them and just put them on a disc. They don't do anything creative with them. So I was thinking memoryslideshow.com Would that be too long?
No.
Because that explains more that there's more to it than just transferring.
Right. See, and the thing here, though, is I want to be clear that because one thing is having an inbox magazine to build a community. The other is developing the product.
Okay.
All right. So the memoryslideshows.com, is really the product, but what you want to do is make it a little kind of sexier, a little, or have the tagline for the product. But you really want an inbox magazine where you start writing, where you tell the story that you just told about your friend.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And so, and this really, what you can do, I mean, heck, this can be just a weekly inbox magazine that is just one tip a week about, whether it's how you take a picture or how you enhance a picture or how, the value of experiences versus money, right? I mean, I've written about that a lot, where when you value your time more than your money, that's when you actually become wealthy. So when you actually value experiences versus kind of the toys in your life,
Uh-huh.
So like when, so it can be in this case, it can be pithier. It doesn't have to be a 1,000-word essay every week. It can be, kind of that 500 words of a tip to do or just of enhancing your life. I mean, that's what it should really be. It should all be about enhancing your life, right?
Oh,
kind of through love.
Okay.
And then you develop the product and you've got this community of folks.
Perfect. Now, what would you – now, do you think the treasurablememories.com would be better as far as a website name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
great.
I do. Right? Where – and the tagline is something like preserving the special moments, right? Preserving your special moments, something like that.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm so happy to speak to you, Nan.
Oh, well, I'll be back.
All right, good.
I just have to get my life back together. So it's working.
Good. We'll talk soon. Take care.
Okay. Thanks, Mary Ellen.
Great. Fantastic. All right. Let's keep going. We're on a roll. Star 2 to get in the queue. Please feel free. Get in the queue. Star 2.
All right. So next up, we have a caller from Massachusetts, 0119. Tell us your name and your question.
Hi, Julie. My name is Mark, and I'm new. I just signed up this a couple days ago. And
welcome.
Thank you. My question, I signed up kind of impulsively, to be honest with you. I signed up because I recognized Mary Ellen's name. I purchased a lot of stuff through Elite Rise and Agora, so I recognized the name, so it was an impulsive buy for me. But after I did it, I had an oh moment where I went, oh, what am I going to make it about? So my question, and Julie and I have gone back and forth in emails, my question is, somebody starting this like me who doesn't have a product, a service, an idea, what's a good starting point? What's a good way to approach this?
All right. Well, hi, Mark, and welcome. And you know what? It's totally, totally fine to have kind of that holy moly, what did I do moment, right? Because that's what a lot of people do. And I always respect somebody who has invested their time and their money in the program. And, and I do want to say that is the single reason why I have not raised the price of this to $2,000, right? When you see so many programs out there that don't have nearly what this program has, and they're $1,997, and it makes me crazy. So now, kind of, Mark, if you were on in the very beginning, what I started talking about is, you really need to go back. Well, first of all, in module one, we actually talk about the brainstorming of how you actually find your passion. But right off the bat, what is it? Tell me, what is it that you are passionate about? What is it that makes you want to get up every morning?
Well, actually, I don't know if I have a good answer for that. There are things I'm truly interested in, such as networking, sales, helping salespeople. So mm-hmm. I've been a salesperson. But, I mean, the market is flooded with sales techniques, sales gurus, et cetera. And another business I've had has been college planning, helping families plan, prepare for college for their mm-hmm. kids. So those are kind of those are the two things that I've had going back and forth in my head since I realized I didn't have a subject that before I signed up.
Okay, so they're both extremely viable options, right? But you know, the questions that I always want somebody to ask themselves, and this is kind of a writer downer for anybody on this call, especially if you're new to this call or new to the program, is, you know, what are your hobbies and interests, right? What are your hobbies and interests? What are some of the life experience and achievements you have? You know, if you people think that they don't take their achievements and say, oh my gosh, I can make a business out of that, right? Like if you've lost, you know, 50 pounds, 75 pounds, 100 pounds, that's a business, right? If you have helped a parent through an illness, that's a business. If you have, God forbid, helped a parent or a friend through a hospice situation, that is a business. These are things that people will turn to in their time when they need them. And, you know, and unfortunately, they will always be in need. Okay? And, you know, what else? What else have you, you know, solved in your life, big or small? If you've gone through bankruptcy, right? If you have, you know, sold multiple homes. I mean, these are all businesses. These are what you have to think about and then say, is this something I want to do every day? You know, kind of like I said in the beginning with Working Moms Only, you know, I bought that URL 2 years before I actually started the business because I knew in my heart that I wanted to help working moms have a healthier, wealthier, more blended lifestyle. And it was kind of like, you know, you said you had your kind of holy moly moment. You know, I left a job that was paying me, you know, almost seven figures in the worst economy, in the worst housing market, in the worst unemployment at the end of 2009, right? So trust me, I had a lot of those moments, right? I just jumped off. You know, the beautiful thing about the program is that you can start this while you have whatever career you already have, okay? That's the beautiful thing about this program, right? That, yeah, you need to give something up, whether it's watching television or looking on Facebook or, you know, all those things that really don't add value to your life, right? You give it up and you start doing this while you have your kind of your day job. And that's the beautiful thing about this program. So, you know, it really – and the other thing about this program, Mark, is that you don't have to be – the subject matter expert, right? You can only be the publisher if you want to, which means you have to go out and find subject matter experts, which of course it's all in the program how you do that. And that's, you know, that's pretty relatively simple if you follow the steps in the program. So if you have a real interest, and I'm just going to make something up in gardening. If you had a real interest in gardening, but you don't have the credentials yet because you haven't really done that, guess what? You can find your experts and just be the publisher. Okay? So okay. There's a couple different ways to do this. You know, where I was the publisher and a subject matter expert, but because of using the panel model within Inbox Empire, it's not me every issue, right? You see Noah St. John, you see Brian Tracy, you see, you know, all these different experts there. And that's the beautiful thing about this business model is you don't have to create every issue. You don't have to create any issues if you don't want to, okay? But okay. You really have to decide what is it that you want to help people with? What do you want to advocate for? You know, you just heard Nan. And she started her first one, Boomer's Second Half, because that was her. That's what she was. That was her. She was in that market, right? And then she started Keys to Survival. You know, for survivalists, for preppers. And now thinking about, you know, the slideshows. So she's got all these things going on that kind of jazz her up, that she's excited about it. So what is it that you are, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be what your businesses have been. What have some of your hobbies been? You know, I have had people make a business out of keeping horses, because that was their passion and their hobby, and it certainly wasn't their job or their career, but now they have a business out of, you know, how to care for horses.
Fair enough. Ironically, one of the reasons I chose to do this now is I got laid off for the third time in 12 years, about a month ago. So that was I wanted to do something to try and take some control over my future, as opposed to just leaving it in the hands of somebody else.
Right. And that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, in all these last 5 years, we have had several people who that has happened to, Mark, and they have done this program instead. You know, we had people who started in Inbox Magazine, were able to leave their job, then actually had their spouse leave their job because it got, you know, to that point. So really what I'd advise you right now, because especially if you just said you just signed up, what I'd really like to advise you is to go through the modules. Since you have been recently laid off, put it on your calendar, right? So tomorrow you go through module one from 9 to 10:30, you know, from noon to 2, you're through module 2. I mean, you could be through this program in a week. And then especially in your case right now, I mean, that's exactly how I would approach it. Go through the program in a week and then come back to it and start. Like, go through the entire thing and then come back and start, so that you will really understand, you know, what's in the program and the power of the program.
Fair enough. Thank you very much. Julie, thank you for your help, too.
Great. Thanks, Mark. All right.
Thank you.
Let's keep going. Great questions. Please, star 2 to get in the queue.
All right. So next up, we have Brad from Georgia. Hey, Brad, how are you?
I'm doing marvelous. I'm happy to be on the phone with Mary Ellen and you and everybody else.
Good.
Great.
Are you a member, Brad, or are you a on-the-fencer kind of person?
I'm a member of In the Box Magazine and content marketing and something else. I got to buy 3 things from you.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
All great stuff. Well, I'm a serious scholar of direct response marketing, copywriting, and ethical persuasion. I have just launched, inspired by Jay Abraham, Advanced Professional Practices, going after attorneys and accountants. You know, there's people that have education for that. And I want to do an Inbox Magazine for that, but I really haven't gotten moving on it. I don't have a humongous list, but the concept, I think, is good. But I'm perceiving that what they want is more how to market their business and how to, you know, build testimonials and lead magnets, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, teaching them marketing as the Inbox Magazine. Do you agree that's a good approach?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
I mean, you have the market for that.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great market. So what is your holding back point or your stopping point, Brad?
Well, you made a big point that you should have ghost writers helping you with the writing. I'm an Infinity member with AWAI. I did put a email to them. How should I, you know, go about maybe getting some guest writers there. So what would you suggest I do?
Let me just make sure. So guest experts, because I thought you said ghostwriters, but are you saying experts?
Experts. People that can help with the content.
Right. But don't forget, you know, that you are starting with one issue a week. So, you know, right now, if you and you're an AWAI member,
Infinity member. It means I bought the whole enchilada years back.
Okay,
so I get whatever they have.
Which kind of tells me that you're probably a pretty good writer, right? So
I get better every day.
Right. Okay. So I mean, I really think you should start out with writing a couple issues on your own, okay, so that you can see, so that you really get an idea of what you want. Because when you do that, Brad, you're going to be able to give better instructions to your experts, okay? And in the program, okay. In Inbox Empire, we have, you know, a very methodical, you know, outline of what that format looks like, you know, word count, what each section, you know, the purpose of each section. So I would, if I were you, I would put together your first issue that together first. And we can, you know, we can review it on one of the calls. You know what I mean? So that you have a good idea of what you want.
Okay. I have another thing that I would like to ask you. I'm just launching now Your Cash Copywriting Playbook. It has 35 modules like headlines and bullet points and formulas, all that kind of stuff. How would you recommend that I launch that?
Okay. So it has 35 bullet points, or actually 35 modules?
35 modules, and it'll probably be 50 within 90 days.
Okay. And how long are these modules?
I try to keep them like press releases. I've got 5 pages, but on some of the other things, I went as much as 12 pages.
Okay. All right. So they're not.
I try to make it consumable within 20 minutes.
Okay. Of each one. Okay. So
right.
One that really definitely needs to kind of be in your sales letter, because if somebody said to me, you know, 50 modules, I might be like, yikes, right? Because consumption. And that's the beautiful thing about Inbox. It's easy to consume. Consumption is your number one priority when building any kind of product, right? Consumption.
That right.
If it's too overwhelming, someone's not going to get through it, okay? So do you have a community? Do you have a list at all, Brad?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I probably got 3,000 or 4,000 on my list.
Fantastic.
I'm also going to be going to affiliates.
On a regular basis?
Yeah, I have been, but not promoting this. I do a blog. I just give content away. I don't really sell much. I just try to stay on their mind with good content.
That's fantastic. So really what you need to do is you need to start teasing the product. You need to start letting them know that, oh, my gosh, you know, I finally did it. I built this product mostly because I would get questions from a lot of my readers, you know, about certain things, and now it's almost ready. I'm going to be releasing it in the next, you know, 7 days. And then, you know, the next day, yep, it's coming along. I can't believe it, putting the finishing touches on the sales letter. And in each one of those emails, you know, give them a little tip, a tasty tip, right? A tasty treat of the product, and get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so just make sure that you are ready to go when you start telling them it's going to be here on Saturday. You know, if this is Sunday before and you're on Saturday, you make sure you make good on that Saturday. And then
go ahead.
Also, you know, so you can get those numbers and you can get your EPC and you can get all those kind of things. And then you can go out to people like Bob Lye, right? Who has.
I know Bob.
What?
I know Bob.
Right. So, you know, or Brad, or, you know, or Bob Hutchinson. I mean, all these folks, you know, who have this list who write copy, right? So that's the way to do it. But make sure that you've got your sales letter, your pages, and you're able to track people. And then even, you know, you certainly even have enough people that you might want to even test price. You might want to go out to half your list first, you know, and do an A/B split of 1,000 and 1,000 to test price, and then roll out the winner to the remaining 2,000. So
you gave me some great feedback, and I thank you very much. I'm glad I came to the call.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did too. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye now. Okay, guys, star 2 to get in the queue.
Okey-doke.
Especially, you know, guys, if you are on this call because you're test driving, if you have any questions about the program or if you have questions about your current online business, you know, please feel free. Just come on. All right, let's keep going, Jules.
All right, next up we have a caller from Texas. Last 4 digits are 5618. 5618, tell us your name and your question.
Okay, the name is Harry, like Harry Potter.
Oh, hi, Harry.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Listen, I'm just getting started in this course of yours, and one of the things you mentioned in your getting started module, you should part of the homework was to subscribe to looks like 8 different letters.
Mm-hmm.
You ring that bell? Did I ring a bell?
Of course.
Okay. Well, first of all, bad news. One of them is suspended. I'm sort of worried about that. Suspended is a pretty strong word in my vocabulary. Why would be the reason he'd be suspended? They didn't pay the bill? They used naughty language? Which?
So I'm not sure. I mean, it could be that they just stopped publishing, right?
Yeah,
so
I
don't know because I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you which one you want. It's the it's allaboutwomen.com. Women are one of my areas of interest.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well,
who was that?
You pull it up, it says suspended. You know, that's a, I say, for me, it's a strong word. I could see temporarily out of
yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. Is there a money attached to this? Excuse me.
Go ahead. What was your question?
Is there money attached where he has to pay to stay on these things, or and they just didn't pay the payment, or what?
Like I said, I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay, that was Manny, All About Women. Actually, I think Manny actually sold that. He actually sold that quite a while ago, and so maybe whoever he sold it to did not keep up with it, or maybe they just, I mean, again, this is all guessing.
Well, yes, of course, I understand.
You know, Manny, this is actually a perfect example of an Inbox Magazine, because this is something Manny built from scratch, and then he sold it for a nice chunk of change. Now, whoever bought it, you know, like I said, maybe they didn't keep up with it. Maybe they only wanted the assets, meaning the list and the content.
Yeah, you could go through a whole litany of reasons.
Yeah, but
word suspended is so damn strong.
Yeah, but that might, like I said, that probably...
Okay.
Probably, you know, like I said, maybe they only wanted the assets. Maybe they only wanted the list, and maybe they just wanted the content, and we'll do something different with it. Who knows? But anyway, go ahead.
Second part of this is, why are we subscribed to this? Just to see the way it's laid out? Is it for emulation, or why are we taking 83? Are they all just to show us what can be done, or what is done, or how?
Okay, great question. All right, you subscribe to this because for different things. Maybe they have an expert in there who just really blows your mind and you're like, wow, that person would be great for my community. Maybe they have an affiliate product that your community would really like, and then you can make money from that, right? Maybe you want to do joint ventures with them. Maybe you want them to mail your lead magnet and you mail theirs. So, and mostly you're going to, and maybe they have an ad in there. So you really want to subscribe so you learn about your niche, what's out there. I mean, the best thing is when we subscribe to different Inbox magazines and we see somebody advertising a product and we're like, wow, I never saw this before. And then Julie or I will subscribe to the product and we'll be like, wow, I think this would be great for the CEO's Edge. I think this would be great for Working Moms Only. You know what I mean? So it's you know, you need to understand what's going out there in the market. And the same thing, you know, I subscribe to so many things and I see products, like I said before, that should teach you, that they say they'll teach you how to run an online business. They're $2,000 and it's nothing. You know what I mean? So, you know, the best thing about knowing your competitors is that you're able to do things better, faster, and cheaper. And those words came from Mark Ford, you know, a.k.a. Michael Masterson, one of the owners of Agora, to me about, I don't know, 15 years ago. One of my first meetings with him, he said, you see something you like, do it better, faster, cheaper.
Makes sense. But I signed up on the dotted line about 3 or 4 days ago, and for a total tyro, I just couldn't understand where this fit in. It looks more like something you should be maybe emulating. But it was interesting. I appreciate you.
Well, the beautiful thing is, you know, what you're going to emulate is, you know, Working Moms Only, but for your niche. And like I said, in the program, you have a very methodical list of what each section
what the purpose of each section of your inbox magazine is and your word count. So, and again, you know, that's a guideline. Like if I say, you know, 800 to 1200 words, you know, and you have an issue that's 750 words and you think it really does what it set out to do, then that's okay. Or if you have an issue that's 1300 words, that's okay. This is a guideline, and you'll see from other inbox magazines, right, what works and what doesn't work. You know, you'll see that when instead of having a regular frequency of once a week, people kind of write to you willy-nilly. Well, guess what? You're not as engaged. But something that comes to you every Wednesday or every Monday, you know, and you're looking forward to it, you're going to have better open rates. So yes. Everything in this program is based on testing. Okay, I mean, and not the last year of testing since 2000 to the last 17 years of testing. So that's why I want you to subscribe to others, because you're going to see what you like and what you don't like.
I see. One last question. When you started Working Moms Only, what did you see in your mind? Did you see that? I know the market's there. You got plenty of working moms, but what did you finally intend to sell them or interested in? Was it just sort of a hand-holding session?
The purpose was to help working moms have a healthier, wealthier, more blended lifestyle. You know, working moms, in my belief, have more responsibility and more impact of what our world is going to look like in the future. If you have a working mom who's overwhelmed and sad, then guess what? Those kids are overwhelmed and sad. If you have a working mom who's happy and thriving, their kids will be happy and thriving. A working mom really sets the tone in a household. And so it was my goal to have every working mom have a healthier, happier, wealthier, more blended lifestyle.
What products did you see that you were going to, or services did you see that you could help them with?
See, that's a great question right there. And this is, and I love that, because when I started Working Moms Only, I didn't have specific products in mind, right? What I did, and I didn't create a product for over a year of my own. So what I did, using the expert model, right, within, because I talk about three different ways you can do an inbox magazine in the program, but using the expert, I knew that Dr. Sears, who's on my panel, had great supplements for working moms, right? I'm never going to formulate supplements. I highly believe in supplements, but I could go out and say, Dr. Sears has this great supplement. I take these. These were like my girlfriends. This is what I recommend to you, okay? I, at that point, wasn't teaching people how to write a book. Brian Tracy, on the other hand, has a great program about if you want to write a book, okay? Bob Bly has the best programs on, you know, on productivity. So I had experts who I knew could help my community. Okay?
Yes.
Makes sense, Harry?
Yes, it does. At least AIM points me in the right direction. Listen, I really appreciate the time you took.
Please come back, okay? Go through the program, the whole thing, kind of like what I was just saying before.
Yes.
Go through that program, and then the next time we'll have we can really talk about your market, your URL, your tagline, all those things, okay?
Sure, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate your help.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, Jules, let's keep going.
All right, next up we have Barbara from Florida. Hey, Barb, how are you?
Hello. Hi, Julie. Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hey, Barb, how are you?
Doing great. First of all, I wanted to say something to the new people on the group that, Mary Ellen, you are absolutely amazing. You're a marketing genius, and this program is phenomenal. I just want to let everybody know that my brother is a marketer, and he recommends Mary Ellen to everyone, to all of his customers, at all of his seminars, because she has such a great service, and the inbox model, the inbox magazine model, he recommends to everyone, no matter what business they're in. He tells everybody to follow her plan, and I just want you to know that your plan is awesome. I don't know anywhere else that you can get this value, for such a low amount. Mary Ellen, you always put your heart into it. You take everybody's questions. You always have an answer for everything. You're very experienced, and you just know the direction, and you know what we should be doing, and to keep us accountable and help us to go in the right direction and offering services for us. And to everybody out there, I want to just let you know that this program is absolutely phenomenal, and you won't get a better value anywhere. I've personally been doing it. Some of us go a lot slower than others. I want to say that I didn't know where I was going when I started. I just started, and we usually evolve, and I've evolved a lot. And I just want to thank you, Mary Ellen, for being there to motivate me and help me, and to encourage everyone out there that this is an absolute phenomenal program. And I just wanted you to know, Mary Ellen, too, how much my brother supports you, who is a big marketer, and he tells everybody about you at every seminar I go to.
Barb, that's so nice, Barb. Thank you so much for saying that. And tell everybody who your brother is, because he's kind of a famous guy.
Okay. My brother is Ron LeGrand. He is with Global Publishing, Inc., and he is the biggest real estate investor trainer out there. He started in 1982, and I think he has made more speaker trainers than anybody I know of on the planet in real estate and information marketing. And he has been doing this for a really long time, and he goes to a lot of mastermind and Platinum Inner Circle groups. Dan Kennedy is one of the biggest marketers out there, too. And he is a big player. I mean, he spends probably $50,000 to be in a Platinum Inner Circle group to even get mentored and coached by other people that are higher up, or not even higher up, but that have other mastermind interests in mind. And so Mary Ellen is extremely, extremely well respected in the industry and extremely well thought of. And my brother is always publishing articles that she does and promoting her works, and has nothing but good to say about Mary Ellen, and it's always promoting you. And so my brother is a big internet marketing guru and real estate guru.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he is part of different speaker events and circles. And so that's why I want to let everybody know. I don't think they have a clue the value that you're providing to them with this Inbox Magazine service. And the price is so inexpensive. My brother's products are in the thousands and thousands of dollars to help people in real estate and information marketing. And so I highly recommend everybody to take advantage of Mary Ellen's services and her knowledge and expertise, because it is phenomenal.
Well, Barb, thank you. Thank you so much. And I have to say, Barb started out, she didn't know, and what she ended up doing was a very personal journey. And then now she's speaking on stages and she's publishing, and you're just doing so great, Barbara.
Thank you. So what I wanted to know, Mary Ellen, is, and folks, like I said, I got a slow start. I've been at this for a while, but it was a very personal journey. For me, it was my partner overcame cancer holistically. So it was a very, very personal journey, whether I was going to put that out there, but I definitely am moving it forward. And I started my newsletters probably the middle of January, end of January, and I was just wondering if you had a chance to see any of them and if you had any input on them.
I have, Barb, and I think you're doing a phenomenal job. And this is the beautiful thing about Barbara, and what she's doing is she's writing from the heart, and it's, you know, again, it's personal and it's factual, but it seems like it comes out effortlessly when you look at Barbara. Tell everybody your site.
It's completehealthylife.com.
And so really what I want Barbara to look to work on mostly now is building her community, because, you know, we use that monetary value of 50 cents to a dollar per name per month. And when you put out in her website, by the way, it looks fantastic. I mean, she's doing great. but I want you to build that community because you have no problem with your issues, your writing, you know, your videos. It's right now you need to build so that you can start making some good money from this.
Is she still there?
You're coming and going, Mary Ellen.
Can you hear me?
Kinda. kinda cutting out. Are you still there? Talk more.
Yeah. So what I said is what I want you to work on the most is building that community, right? Your writing is awesome. You know, you're writing about things that, frankly, everybody kind of is great for everyone's health, whether it's juicing or alkalizing your body or, you know what I mean? That's good for everybody, right? And so, but I want you to work on building that community so that this message can get out there. You've got the writing down. You've got your issues down, right? Now it's time to build that community. Go out, you know, consciously with it, real intent.
Okay. And I do need to work on that. And I want to say something to everybody out there, too. I didn't know if my writing was going to be good, if it was going to be well accepted, if it was going to be not. You know, you don't know until you put it out there. And I'm getting a lot of compliments. My brother's complimented me. He never compliments anybody, and he's actually complimented me and told me what great newsletters they are. And it's blown me away because he doesn't give you any feedback like that. And so that's exciting. I finally got over the hurdle. Okay, it's decent. It's good. I can go forward with it. And I'm starting to build the list now. I'm only up to 592 people. I haven't done anything to really build the list, but I need to start building the list.
Yeah.
And that's what I need to focus on next is building a list. I kind of wanted to make sure that the content was good and getting it out there. And now I've started to put a few affiliate links in there, mostly just stuff from Amazon that are Amazon links. Well, actually, all from Amazon links of things that I'm talking about that are relevant, and I will need to investigate that further. So this is where it becomes a little bit challenging to be building the list while you're writing the content and while you're trying to get affiliate links, but it's a process, I understand, and I just got to move it forward.
Okay. Okay, that's great. That's
so
great. I'm so happy. Keep going now, Barbara, because you've got this. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks so much, Barbara.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, everybody, star 2 to get in the queue. If you're not an inboxer and you just have a question about business in general, feel free. This is your opportunity. I have to say I've never done this before, and I don't know if I will again. And we have so many people on the line, but we don't have a lot of people in the queue. Well, I mean, we've got several in the queue, but not you know, tons. So get in the queue and let's keep going, Jules.
All right. Next up might be a Skype caller. I don't have any information for the last 4 digits of your number, so you might have your phone number blocked. But I've got you unmuted, so tell us your name and your question.
I wonder if that could be me.
That is you, because we hear you. Hello.
Ladies, hello. This is Paul Black calling from Paul Black Copywriting and Advertising Copywriting, and I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I am not a member of your inbox empire at this point in time. I am AWAICOS, however. And the question that I had was partially answered as a result of the conversation that you had a few minutes ago with Harry, but I'm still going to ask it, and perhaps maybe you can elaborate on it a little bit.
Sure.
I'm not 100% sure I want to be a publisher, but I am a copywriter and contract copywriter. Excuse me. And I guess my question is, or was, how do I make myself available to publishers as a writer in order to provide content to them? And it dawned on me as you were talking to Harry, well, one thing to do would be to subscribe to their publication and become aware of what they're doing and all that, and then approach them. I presume that's legitimate.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But given that, is there any other suggestion you would have along those lines as to how one would make oneself available and market oneself as a writer who can pretty much write anything on pretty much any subject. I have a website and all that, so, I mean, there's information available on me.
Good. Okay. And, yes. And so, Juan, you know, when you said your name, you sound so familiar. Have we ever met at a conference or anything, Paul?
Well, I did go to boot camp in 2015, wasn't able to make it in 2016. You may have met me there. I met an awful lot of people there that week.
Yeah, your name was very familiar. But, you know, it's funny because one of the things we talk about in Inbox is finding experts, and people want to find experts. And so there are websites that, and I'll tell you two of them that I recommend to people to find experts. And one is called RTIR, which stands for Radio TV Interview Report, right? So RTIR, and this is owned by the Harrison Brothers, and it's a fabulous website because it's where experts hang out, okay? Now, this site, and this is really good for everybody who is looking for experts, and it's in any field. It is in copywriting. It is in alternative health. It's in baking. It's whatever your field you're looking for. And the experts actually pay to be on this site. So they are looking for people to find them. Okay. So that is great for everybody on this call, whether you're an expert who wants to be found or whether you're someone who wants to find experts in a specific niche. The other site is called ehow.com. So both those sites would work for you, Paul. But and they certainly will work for everyone else who wants to find experts. Now, for you, though, Paul, I absolutely, you know, recommend you doing an Inbox magazine. You know, you look at Bob Lye, and he's got his something going out every week, and he's built a tremendous community, and that really offsets his writing for other people. You know, I have to probably use the caveat that Bob Lye is the most productive person in the world, and I don't know how he gets everything done that he does, but he writes for so many clients, you know, whether they're B2B, B2C, but he also has his own products. And, you know, Harry, I mean, I'm sorry, Paul, that's something that you should absolutely think about as far as, you know, eventually having your own product. And, you know, of course, building an Inbox magazine is only going to help your credibility. And kind of going back to what Barbara said before about her brother, Ron, you know, Ron has said over and over that everybody should have an Inbox magazine, whether you're using it as a credibility builder or to build a community, because it just works. So does that help you?
Yes, that helps very much. I should mention that I have I know Bob. He's not a friend, but he's an acquaintance, and we correspond from time to time. And yes, I agree. The man turns out amounts of work that I don't think I could ever create on the best days I ever had. But yes, I see what you're saying. So, in other words, the idea behind doing this is creation of the community that you want and making yourself available to other publishers as a publisher and writer. Is that kind of the direction you're talking about?
Yes, and it positions you as an expert in your field.
Ah, okay. I happen to have a broadcasting background, so RTIR, I think I had heard of that.
Yes, RTIR.
But I haven't really investigated it. All right, well, that pretty much answers all my questions. Thank you very much, Mary Ellen. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and as always, all of us out here appreciate your sharing your expertise with us the way you do. It's a great help, and you're a great resource for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much for being on the call today. So nice to speak with you.
You too.
All righty. All right, Jules, let's keep going. We've got a lot of people in the queue. This is fantastic. Star 2. And by the way, please don't I know some people are shy, and some people, that you know, it's just hard for them to ask questions, but I don't want you to go away with a question, you know, whether you're in the community or you're thinking about it. I just don't want you leaving and saying, darn, I wish I asked her. So please get in the queue. There are no such thing as stupid questions, seriously. So just come on. So please feel free to come out and ask. And if you want, we can only say your first name, or you can give us an alias, you know, whatever you want. Okay.
That's a good idea.
Just don't leave with a question. Okay. All right. Let's keep going, Julie.
All right. And I forgot to tell everybody, we did set up a direct link in case you're thinking about signing up and you want to get to the buy buttons easier. You can go to inboxempire.com/coach. That's inboxempire.com/coach, and that'll take you right to the buttons to sign up. So let's see. Next up, we have Julie from Oregon. Hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on? How is the weather there, Julie? I'm coming out again on Monday.
Are you? Well, I was just thinking about you as I was driving home from the store last night, and I thought, well, Mary Ellen probably hasn't been here in a while because we haven't had any more snow. So
good, okay.
It's been sort of rainy on and off. We had a gorgeous day on Sunday, but it's, you know, I've seen the sun a couple times today, but it's mostly been rainy, so
it'll probably be rainy. Well, I'm actually very hopeful for a beautiful week next week. So how are you doing? What's going on?
I'm terrific. And I do have a question for you, but before I ask it, I wanted to echo the gal from Florida in terms of my endorsement. I have been part of the Inbox program now for right at a year. And, you know, every time we have a call, I have another question for Mary Ellen, and she has just been tremendous. In just giving so freely, not holding anything back, which has been awesome. I also wanted to mention for Paul's benefit, I'm also a freelance writer. I freelance. And I followed Bob Bly for a long time. And so I had seen Mary Ellen's program come through before, and I hadn't had the finances at that point to do it. And then I saw it come through again, and I had seen that he was actually one of her experts as well, because I was then following Mary Ellen's Working Moms Only. And so I emailed Bob, and I just said, you know, hey, what do you think about this? Is this person, is Mary Ellen Tribby the real deal? And his response was, she is absolutely the real deal. She's a genuine expert. Absolutely do it. So I wanted to share that. I've never shared that with you, Mary Ellen, but I wanted to share that with Paul and some of the others. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Thank you. I have goosebumps. Thank you so much. You know, when I actually get very, I don't know, it really is very humbling when you guys say these things, and I'm just overwhelmed. Thank you. Thank you. That's so nice.
Yeah. Well, thank you for everything you've done to help me. It's certainly deeply appreciated.
That's great.
So my question today is...
Well, tell everybody your website. Tell everybody your website first, Julie.
Okay. Well, my website is 40andflourishing.com, and it is actually right now, my website has been hacked, so it's actually completely down at the moment. And so I'm trying to sort that out.
Yes.
And so you won't see anything when you go to it. It doesn't come up at all. But my question was about security. And I did see the security link on your Inbox Empire notes. But I wanted to just kind of – I wanted to ask and see what your thought was. But I also wanted to ask it so that other people on the call can put some kind of a – use a plug-in for security to just block the attacks before they even happen. And I hadn't even thought about that. So so that's, I guess, my question.
So Julie, you want to go into that?
Sure. So there are several different things you can do to make sure you're staying controlled. And one of the ones is to put in a security plugin when you're on your WordPress, everyone in Inbox generally uses WordPress. And so there's a couple different ones that I like. One of them is called WordFence. That's a pretty popular one for getting some security around your site. Another one is Loginizer, and it controls how many times people can try to log in, because that's what a lot of times the spammers will do, is that they keep trying to log into your account over and over again, and they use like these automated dictionaries, and so they just keep using
words to try to log in. Well, what Loginizer will do is say, you know, you can try three times, and then if you're wrong three times, it locks you out. So that's one way you can help control it. Another good practice is to make sure that you're, this is kind of technical, but you can tell your WordPress folks to help you with this, is to make sure that your administrator account is not just called admin. You want to make it, you know, like admin ABC or admin something more complicated, because the default is admin. So a lot of the spammers will try to use the admin account and get in and hack your site that way. So, let's see, what else is some? Obviously, using more complicated passwords is always a good idea, because they're using those things like the dictionary and putting a couple words together and trying those on your site. So more complicated passwords can help out. Did they figure out, Julie, what happened, like how they got to your site?
You know, actually every one of my sites that I had with a particular hosting company, they've all been hacked, which is about 15 of them. And so I don't know if there was a hole in their security or I don't really know. But I did put WordFence on, just the free version, but it's a little bit like closing the barn door when the horse is already out.
Right.
So they haven't really, I mean, when I talk to my hosting company, they're sort of, you know, they've only been helpful in terms of getting me back into my site, but not in terms of actually, you know, they say, well, you can pay us this much and we'll help you clean it up, which I'm like, yeah, thank you. I may be part of the problem. So, which is probably not true. I'm just, you know, frustrated with them. But so I don't really know. I know at this point my 40 and Flourishing, it looks like it's been blacklisted. So I know I'm going to have to do, I know I'm going to have to do something. So any advice on that further step?
So there's a website called mxtoolbox.com, and the good news with this site is you can put your website in there and it will check for blacklists that you're on, and then it has links to explain how to get off the blacklists. So that's
okay.
One thing that you can do on your own and you don't have to pay anyone for.
Okay.
Trying to think what else you can do on your own. Sometimes you can.
One of the things on WordFence, Julie, is that it comes up with all the flags of this is potentially dangerous, this code has been changed, and you can delete them, but I'm a little leery of just deleting stuff when I don't really know what it's supposed to be. Is there people, I mean, who would I try to connect with for that sort of a thing?
So I would actually.
Okay, this is saying this.
Start with the security folks, the same ones that where you can do the link, and they can point you kind of in the right direction. You might be able to get like a consulting time with them that they could help.
Okay.
I've used them in the past,
cool.
And they're really good. So.
Good.
Okay. Awesome. That's helpful. Thanks.
Sure.
Good.
So I'll be back. I'll be back next time with a better question.
Oh no! Thanks, Julie. Good luck with that. But yeah, and that's, I mean, the security is key, you know. So good luck with that. And you know, in our next couple calls, I am going to invite one of my colleagues and a really good friend named Troy Bouchard on the call, who is really, really, well, what he is, he's an infusion expert. There's no one like him, but also is an extremely technical person, so that we can turn, have, you know, kind of a little more technical talk too, just because, you know, I always believe in, I'm so lucky to have Julie, you know, here, but I always want to make sure that you guys have, you know, like the best resources possible for all of your needs, you know, as you know, and they might not pop up for a year, right? But eventually they'll pop up.
Right. You know, awesome. So. That
all right,
Jules,
good luck with that.
Thanks.
All
you
right.
Guys have a great day.
You too. All right. All right. Who's next, Julie?
Okay. Let's see. Next up, we have a caller from Massachusetts, 0691. might be Nancy. Is it you, Nancy?
Yes. Hi,
right.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi there. What's going on?
I am one of your new students, and I did email the answers to your questions that you had asked.
Okay.
And what I did is I signed up sometime in February, and what I did is I went through all the modules just to see what I'm getting into. In between there, you introduced me to Sociasonic. Thank you so much. Now I'm back and I'm starting to go through. I'm calling it my action now. This is my action. My action part.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest problem was to get to differentiate a topic from the target who you are targeting. And
mm-hmm.
at first, I chose my hobby, which is ballroom dancing.
Yes. Okay. Fantastic.
And when I tried to, like, number of ballroom dancers, I cannot get anywhere. And I tried,
Mary Ellen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm.
And I tried other sites to see, just to see how many people will be searching for ballroom dancing. And I couldn't get anywhere, so I thought maybe I'm taking a topic rather than a target. So I thought, since I have been a single mom most of my life when my husband died, I thought maybe if I did single moms or single mothers, and then ballroom dancing may be one of the topics because I use it for exercise and for a lot of other things.
Okay. All right. Now, so first of all, what you have there, I believe, are two different markets, okay? Yes,
mm-hmm.
ballroom dancing could be a topic, but it certainly wouldn't be a topic that would be in every issue. You know what I mean? So
yeah. You
really need to decide which way you want to go, because we have had other people come on and do a fantastic job with single mom
mm-hmm.
in Box magazines, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely a big market. And I will
mm-hmm.
tell you that I actually did some research before, because I saw your question, that there are plenty. You have a big enough market with ballroom dancers. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And the beautiful thing about, so you need to decide, and this is a good problem to have, Nancy. You have a situation where you have two things that you're very passionate about, and all you have to do is pick the one you want to do first. I'm not even saying you can't do both, right? You just need
yeah.
to pick the one you want to do first, okay? And because,
okay.
and this is the beautiful thing about the Inbox Empire model, is the only thing you're going to do differently with the second one is
mm-hmm.
the content. Every other step you take is going to be exactly the same. You're just going to be changing content, okay? So you just need to decide which one you want to do first. And frankly, I think for me, I was really excited when I saw the ballroom dancing, okay? I think that you would have tremendous success with that topic.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right, where it's just not, there's so much more to it, that the exercise effect, the brain health effect, the social effect,
yeah.
I mean? And as everyone on this call knows, when you do something, especially in the exercise arena, that you love doing it, you come
mm-hmm.
back from that, there's nothing you can't do, right? I mean, there's just nothing you can't accomplish after you have an incredible day or an incredible couple hours doing something like that, okay? So anyway, I think that's a fantastic market, Nancy.
Okay. So the other question I had is, okay, when I start writing, I love creative writing. I thought maybe I set up on my computer. I write a lot of the stuff that I would like to talk about. And then when I actually do get into WordPress, how does it work? Do they give me like a home page and then I do the rest of the stuff?
Okay. So here's the deal on that. I mean, we can't go through a WordPress demonstration on the call, but I will tell you this, that when you have WordPress, right? Mm-hmm. Because don't forget, WordPress, you're going to put your site up on WordPress, right? But you're going to deploy your Inbox Magazine through an email deployment system, right? Okay. Whether it's Julie, what's the one from Lead Pages?
Drip is one of the new ones that's really good.
Drip or Aweber or MailChimp or whatever you're going to use, you're going to push out your Inbox Magazine through that. And then once you do that, you're going to post it on your WordPress site. And again, I'm saying this WordPress to people on the call because that's what I highly recommend you build your website in is WordPress. But let me just tell you this, that you'll understand how to do that. And I can do it. You know what I mean? And I always say this, if I can post something on WordPress, everybody can, right? I'm the most technically inept person in the world, but I figured out how to do that. You know, when I started my Inbox Magazine, I figured out how to send out, you know, deploy my Inbox Magazine through Aweber at the time. So you can do that. And, but I think what the other thing you can do is you can find a great resource, for someone how to show you that, you know, because whether, you know, somebody's going to have to teach it to you, you know, once essentially.
Okay.
And whether it's from Fiverr or any, you know, kind of any online service that, you know, teaches people WordPress. It's something, like I said, that you'll get through in no time. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you could even YouTube it. You could, you know, look it up on YouTube and I mean, that's and figure out how to do it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Are you good?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All righty. All right, Jules, who's next on the call?
All righty. Next up, we have Christine from California. Hey, Christine, tell everybody your website and your question.
Hi there. Excuse me. My website is survivetransformsoar.com. Soar like SOAR. Google keeps trying to change it to SORE, but that's very wrong. Anyway, you know, I don't have a question today, Mary Ellen, but I just wanted to pop on and say thank you very much to you for all the wonderful information and support and feedback along the way. I just launched my publication. Last Friday, I sent out the second issue, and I publish weekly. And I've had just fantastic response from people. And I'm very busy right now with all the things of, you know, finding subscribers and lining up experts and all of that still. But I'm thrilled that I finally got launched, and I could have never done it without all of your information and support. So I just wanted to say thank you while I had the chance here.
Thank you so much. And Christine's website is survivetransformsoar.com, and it's awesome. And her lead magnet, again, another one written from the heart, and it's awesome. And so you're doing a great job. So kind of the same thing that we were talking with Barb about and with Julie is, you know, building that community now. And that's the most important thing because they need to hear from you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Christine. So nice. Thank you. All right. This is such so nice. This is a great call. All right, guys, if you're not a member, and that's okay, get on and ask a question. Let's keep going, Jules.
Okay, star 2 to hop in the queue. And next up is Sandy from Nevada. Tell us your question, website if you have it.
Hi, it's Sandy. Thank you. I'm, as a few of the others have talked about, that they're slow starters. I've been very slow. But the name of my company is Life with Zest, and I've had lifewithzest.com for a long time. And I focus on helping busy professionals who need more time and energy. And I've gone through the program, but I still vacillate as to how I offer it, whether I stick with Life with Zest or I change the inbox to something else. I just keep getting stuck. So anything you can do to help.
Well, hello, Sandy, and I'm glad you're on the call. Thank you for being here. I'm going to take a quick look at your site real quickly. And so how long have you had your site up, Sandy?
Oh, the site's been up for quite a while, for a few years, but it's really just a blog format. There's no inbox in it. There's no opt-ins in it. I mean, it's really a very basic website, which I know I need to do a lot of work on. I run another business, and now I'm making time to be able to do this. So I'm just vacillating as to what I do with the membership. I really wanted to start with like a $37 membership, and I know you don't suggest starting with a paid, but I do have a few followers on Facebook and some on LinkedIn, and so.
Okay, so let's start with the basics here. Life with Zest, is this for your busy professionals?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so, and do you have an actual list of people?
You know, my list that are specifically have opted in for a couple of little programs that I've done before is really small, like 120 people. But
okay.
I have other people from my other business, which they're busy professionals. They're just in the hospitality world. So, I mean, I do have the know, like, and trust factor from them because I've been in that industry for 25 years.
Great.
But
okay.
My passion is in the health and natural health and wellness. So much that that's where I really want to focus and move all my efforts to eventually.
Okay. Well, okay. That's a horse of a different color, right? So,
yeah. So
really what you need to do, since you don't have a large list associated with Life with Zest, even though the name is fantastic, what you can do now is just start from scratch and then use any assets that you already have, right? Meaning content that you have, have you gone through the program, Sandy?
I have. Yeah.
Okay. So then you know that you need a lead magnet, right?
That I have. You know, I've got a lot of things. I have bought a couple of different programs from health coaches for health coaches. And so I have a basic format on that. You know, I've got some opt-ins. I've got some programs. I just started with ClickFunnels. So I want to get
What it sounds like is what you just need to do is you need to take the assets you have and say, okay, this is what I need to do, right? I need to get, because you absolutely need a new site, right? And you can build one in WordPress and one with the opt-in, the prominent opt-in with your lead magnet, right? You need that. Then you need your squeeze page, which is separate from your website with your lead magnet, right? And those are the most important things that you need to get ready first. And
right.
So if you have your lead magnet, fantastic, then you're already done with that, but you need to get those things ready so that you can build the community. And
right.
Then you can opt in anyone you want to the new site and the new inbox magazine. And so, you know, you could use, you know, Life with Zest and, you know, and have a new site here and just change your tag a little bit so that you're really clear on who you're going to. Right? Because right now you've got Life with Zest invoking your true potential, passion, and prosperity. But I don't know who's that for. You know, that's not for everybody in the world, right? It's not. So you need, you know, and this is in the program, your URL and your webs and your tagline, between the two, you have got to pretty much say who you're advocating for and what is the benefit, right? So Life with Zest is clearly kind of the benefit, but who are you advocating for, right? So with Working Moms Only, right, we know, workingmomsonly.com, we know who we're advocating for, And then the tagline, where passion, empowerment, and success meet, is clearly the benefit of being with Working Moms Only, right? So that's what you need, because invoking true potential and prosperity and passion, you know, again, it's more benefit. I don't know who this is for.
Right. In my Life with Zest Inner Circle private group on Facebook, I've started to get that. It's Life with Zest Inner Circle, Achieving High Performance Through Natural Health and Wellness.
Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know who that's for.
Right.
Is it for, like, women? Is it for, you know, middle-aged men and women? Is it for teenagers? Is it for baby boomers? You know what I mean?
For busy professionals. Okay, so
right. I mean, I'm hearing you say that, but I wouldn't know that when I'm perusing my, you know, 197 emails on average that every adult gets every day.
Right.
Okay. So that's why you have to be very clear on the who and the what. So the who is your community, the what is your topic. Okay?
Right.
Okay? So again, I would absolutely start fresh and build the website the way you know it needs to be built, but use the assets that you already have. So something tells, you know, I'm just getting the feeling that you probably have lots and lots of content, which is fantastic. Right? Because some people get hung up on getting the content done, where others get hung up on getting a website done. But you know, you have a lot because you've been in business, which is fantastic. So go, you know, methodically through the course and use what you have, and then build what needs to either be redone, like the website, or brand new.
Okay.
I mean, I look at your recent post, and I mean, you've got so much, right? So that's fantastic.
Thank you. That's what I needed to hear. It's taken me a while to get my confidence. I've you know, been an independent contractor for 18 years, but it's really the part of doing it for myself, and it's taken me going through a lot of demons to get to where I'm at right now. So I'm feeling really good about it, and I'm ready to do it. I just want to find the straightest road that I can now to get to a profitable area where I can do this full-time instead
yes,
of my
absolutely.
Business.
I hear you. And so just now go for it, Sandy. You know, you clearly have the passion for this, and you clearly have the experience. So now we're going to put him into a program that we know works, you know? So just go through it. You've got it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Sandy. Really nice speaking with you.
Nice talking with you.
So, Julie, before we go on, I mean, I think it's a really good time to emphasize this, that there are – everybody, I mean, I can hear it in everyone's voice. Everybody has a passion. And, you know, when you listen to Christine and to Barb and to Julie and then even, you know, some of the newer folks today, you know, that's, you know, more than half the battle, you know, and it really is like, for me, I mean, this is why I do what I do, because of the things that Julie said and Barb said, and that's why I do this, because I know I can make a difference. And I also know that there will be a time in the next, you know, maybe 3 years after my son graduates high school that I won't be doing this, you know, that I might just be traveling with my youngest Delaney, who, you know, who's training to be a professional tennis player. And so this is my time now to do this with everybody, which is the real reason I haven't raised the price of this program, because I'm not going to be doing this forever, and I want to get everybody, you know, as many people as possible in a spot where they can continue this and somebody else can take over this, you know. So this has been a fantastic call. So please, we're not going anywhere. We're here. Star 2 to get in the queue. I don't want you to leave with a question. Okay, let's keep going, Jules.
All righty. Next up, we have a caller from Georgia. 3191, tell us your name and your question.
Well, good afternoon. Can you guys hear me?
Sure can. Hello.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Mary Ellen, for taking my call. My name is Tabars. I guess it didn't come up on the line, but I am a member, and I'm thoroughly enjoying the program. I have a, I guess, really one question, maybe a couple parts. I know you guys kind of ask not to ask a couple questions at the same time, but because they're so related, I hope you don't mind.
No problem. Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Mary Ellen, my background is real estate. I actually studied real estate in college and literally got a 4-year degree in business and real estate. Got out. You worked in the real estate industries and real estate investing for a number of years, literally up until the market crash. Mm-hmm. When the market crashed, I had to find something else to do. But once real estate is in your blood, it's in your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Although I found a different industry, I'm an entrepreneur, so I ended up going into a different industry and just continued to dream about getting back involved in real estate. Well, you know, I said, well, you know, I'm definitely going to get back involved in real estate, but I need to get back involved differently. And I thought about how I should get back involved. And although I have did some investing since the market crashed, I thought the best way for me to really get back in the real estate industry is from a publishing standpoint. So I want to create an online real estate publication for real estate investors. What I kind of came upon, I wanted your opinion on this, Mary Ellen. I looked around the industry. Of course, there are a gazillion men and women talking about real estate investing. And I thought, well, you know, how can I differentiate myself? I don't invest in real estate every single day, all day long. But I do have quite a bit of experience in a lot of different areas of real estate investing. I do still invest in real estate currently. But one of the areas that I thought I could differentiate myself was to create a real estate news-based site. Of course, with the same idea of at some point creating my own training products while at the same time, you know, highlighting other real estate investors, but really wrapping that around sharing real estate news that's happening around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your model doesn't really talk about the news-based model, although you did, you know, you do talk quite a bit about Newsmax, which is a very interesting site.
Right.
But I know you didn't really talk a whole lot about the news-based model, but I want to get your opinion on doing a news-based model versus the magazine-based model, although they're
okay,
a bit similar.
That is a fantastic question. And when you have a news-based model, you're going to be curating a lot of content, okay? And I have had many clients who have had news-based models. But what they had was a larger team. Now, of course, there are content curation programs, right? But when you have a news-based model, you know, you're talking about something that is 24/7, right?
Okay, right.
You know, so, and that's the, again, this is the beauty about an inbox magazine. And don't get me wrong. I've had so many clients that started in the financial industry, which is an ongoing, you know, daily event, right? What you're talking about is going to require a lot of daily communication, right? And, you know, you're going to be pushing out messages that basically say either, you know, top news stories, you know, and bring you to the site, right? And then you have a different kind of model because Newsmax, right, is an advertising model. It is not, you know, traditional inbox. I mean, of course, a big part of inbox can be advertising, but you're really starting off with building that community. And so you're still going to have to build a large community because you're going to have to get advertisers when you do a news-based model. So it really is a bit different. I mean, I have a lot of experience there because I came from traditional magazines, right, where your circulation was everything and advertising was everything, okay? So, mm-hmm. And then what you'll probably have to do, Tabars, is have more of a paid program, you know, kind of a monthly continuity program. I mean, you can do what you want to do without having the news-based model. You can teach without having that, you know. You can, you know, and you can even do, a weekly recap, right? Depending on how quickly people need to get the information, right? I mean, in a financial world, you really can't, you know, you can't recap. You can recap, of course, the markets, but, you know, you have to take action on the market, you know, and that's why with Financial Inbox Magazine, they have high-end services, whether it's, you know, $2,000, $5,000 services that basically ping people when they have to take action, right? Okay. I don't think what you're talking about is as time-sensitive as the markets, but it is a different model. Are you with me so far?
I am.
Okay. And I just see it as starting off with more overhead. Okay. You know, the thing I love about the Inbox Empire business model is you can start by yourself. I mean, for a year, I worked alone. And the only reason I started getting help was because I was then started consulting, right? People wanted me to consult with them. I was becoming a real expert. So, and then I was writing a book and things. So things were taking me from that. Okay. So what you're talking about is you're going to have to kind of start off with more overhead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense so far?
It does. It does. I was just curious, you know, if it was possible to, I guess, wrap it into a news type of setting, but yet have the kind of the Inbox Magazine kind of within the new, you know, the news.
Yeah, setting. You absolutely can. I mean, you absolutely can, right? I mean, that's what Newsmax does. But now, you know, I'm really good friends with Chris Ruddy, who started Newsmax and runs and owns Newsmax, and he's got 200 people in his office. Okay. I mean, Chris, every other month, Chris calls me and asks me to come and run his company. Right. So there's 200 people there. So, you know, I that's not the way you might want 200 people in a couple of years, you know, but I don't think certainly isn't the way you're going to start. And when Chris started Newsmax, he invested a large amount of money to start off with that. And even like the folks at Breitbart, I mean, they invested a lot of money to start that site, okay? Again, the reason I love Inbox is because your investment is so small.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from my program, but I mean to actually put up your website, to get your hosting, to, you know, to write your – get experts. You know, I mean, you know, the way I have this is you're getting experts to write for you for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you absolutely can. And the other thing that you can do, Tabars, is you could actually start following the Inbox model to a T and then work in the news model. Right?
Gotcha.
Because
gotcha.
You have a community, then you have what advertisers want. Right? You've got the eyeballs. Okay?
Gotcha. Well, that's excellent information, Mary Ellen, because that kind of leads into my next question. I'll make this real quick. As it relates to a name and a tagline, I'll share with you a couple of the names that I have that I've been throwing around and taglines.
Sure.
I'd love to get your feedback on it. So because, like I said, I've been thinking about the news model, real estate investing news model, I came up with Real Estate Investors News Daily.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the tagline was your source for real estate investing news, knowledge, and profits.
Mm-hmm.
Or a tagline of get news, learn knowledge, make profits.
Okay. All right. So, again, you know, if you put newsdaily.com, realestatenewsdaily.com, then you're setting yourself up for a daily commitment, okay? All
right?
Right. That's one. But with your tagline, just FYI, you don't need to repeat, you know, the words that are in your URL in your tagline. This is good advice for everybody because it's a waste of real estate, right? So, and
okay.
I love news, knowledge, and profits, right? So all you need is your source for news, knowledge, and profits. You don't have to repeat daily or real estate or anything else. Your source for news, knowledge, and profit. I mean, that's a great tagline. That's beautiful, okay? And it's beautiful if you change the name of your URL and you don't have daily in there, okay? So
wow. Okay.
Do that. Just think about that because and there's a very, again, a very methodical reason that I ask people to start out with once a week. One is people get so excited and they're like, I know so much on this topic. I can write every day for the next 100 years. And then they're 3 weeks into writing every day and they're like, I can't write every day. I don't have time to write every day. And then what you've done is you have blown that bonding and trust element with your community. So you tell me what's better for your community. Tell them you're going to get something from you once a week and then go to twice a week or three times or four times or five times, or tell them that you're going to get something 7 days a week and after 3 weeks be like, I can only do this once a week and now I can only do it once every other week, right? So you need to make sure that once you make that commitment to your community that you follow up. And that is the only reason I'm telling you that you don't want something like daily in your URL.
Okay. Well, a couple of years ago, I registered realestateinvestingrockstar.com. I mean, if I didn't go with the news model.
Okay. Say that again.
Realestateinvestingrockstar.com.
I don't love it, and trust me, I have a very good intuition about that, because please don't take this the wrong way. It can sound a little juvenile, and you know what I mean. And so, really, you know, I really do think you can come up with something that is. What was Bill's, Julie, do you remember?
Instantinvestor.com.
Yeah, he had instantinvestor.com, and that was about real estate investing, and now he's an inbox community person. Now he's up to 84,000 or 88,000 members, subscribers. So, you know, and he didn't even put real estate in his URL, in his real estate, but you know, you can do something at something like, you know, realestatetoday.com, realestatehub.com, even realestatematters.com, you know, or that's actually cool because it's kind of like a double entendre, realestatematters.com. You know what I mean? So I don't like, you know, really think about the people and their demographics, you know, who you're talking to and how that's going to resonate with them. You know what I mean? You know, if you're talking to a, you know, a 58-year-old man that is, you know, realestaterockstar.com, really, like, is that really going to resonate with him? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and gotcha. You know, like, the name matters, okay? The name really, really, really matters. And it's not something to take lightly. And so the exercise you really need to do is the whiteboard exercise. If you saw that, kind of, I talk about it in the program.
Definitely.
Where you start putting names up on the board, like words and names, you know, so, you know, you have real estate, then you have other words that go with it and you start kind of doing your granimals, right? You kind of marry them and put .com next to them and see what really, because you'll know it. It's like naming your kids. Like, you'll know it when it hits.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Does that help?
I definitely have some work to do. It did. Definitely appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm so glad. Thanks so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Okay. All right, Jules. Who's next?
Okay. Next up, we have Star from California. Hey, Star. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Star. Hey.
I think my question is already answered. I was on here for a while now, and the main thing I wanted to say was I've been in the percolator for a long time because I had health issues and all kinds of things, and Mary Ellen treated me as though I had just had my first day when I made contact with her 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that is an incredible human being there because not to be judged is the greatest gift you could give anybody. And then she turned me on to Marie Forleo. Oh, my God. I listen to her every day, and I get a little bumpy. And she straightens me out. And so she's opened up her close colleagues to us as well to keep us going, which is awesome. And I was really struggling with my name of my magazine and tagline, and she popped it in like a few seconds. I mean, we talk about a well-lubricated machine here. It's incredible. Anyway, my question was answered already, so I'm not going to take any more time. But she has such a high level of integrity. She refers you to somebody, and it goes well, but she steps up to the plate. And I really, really appreciate this marathon of coaching. It's priceless what she gave us today. I couldn't even put a price tag, because I have been shopping around for coaches right after our call last time, and what you would have to pay for this kind of marathon, I couldn't even put a price tag on it. Anyway, thank you so much, and many blessings to you, Mary Ellen, and your team. Oh. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Star, and I'm so glad. Thank you for being on today. That you keep going. Just keep going, because you've got this, okay?
Oh, I feel like I finally do. I found a company to help me in Australia. Talk about magic. And the guy is into technology and Instagram and everything, and he invented Instagram for the computer, which is something I knew because I'm a futurist. I saw it coming. And we're doing some kind of a JV because he likes what I'm about. I only sent him one article, and he's got all turned on. He says, well, you got all of the Aussies now, and the Kiwis and everything else. Of course, I love those people. They're adorable. Oh, but anyway, I didn't even expect anything. And he says, I have a huge following. I said, well, you know, that's wonderful, but, you know, I'm tight, trying to get my act together. He goes, well, we'll get it together. Don't worry. You know, I'm not going to overwhelm you. But I was a little terrified at first, but then I just let it go. I said, well, say, the door wouldn't open if I wasn't ready for it, you know?
That's right. That's right. Oh, good, Star. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And then we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay. And if you read that book, The Network is Your Net Worth, it's a wonderful book. It's about what we're dealing with.
No, I've heard of it, though, but I'm always looking for
the
book. I think
you should look at it, see what you think about it.
I will. I'm always looking for a new book. And like I was saying before, I'm going to be on an airplane for about 8 hours on Monday. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care now.
I will.
Bye-bye now. All right. That's so nice. Thank you so much. All right, Jules, who's next on the call? We have a couple more callers.
Oh.
We're going to wind down
soon.
Please feel free.
We have a caller from.
If you have a question, get in. All right, Jules. I'm
starting. From British Columbia, looks like 3282 are the last four digits. Tell us your name and your question.
Hi, good morning. My name's Ron, and I have a question. I've just signed up, just bought this program, and I had a couple questions. Or I'll try and make this one question to Mary Ellen, please.
All right. Well, hi, Ron. Sure, take your time and go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Just a very quick background is I've been running a business software company in Vancouver, British Columbia here for 30 years. And my primary market is small business. It's where I enjoy working the most.
Mm-hmm.
I have some very, very large corporate clients. I do primarily core accounting. And but it's kind of branched into, because I'm a custom developer, I bridge systems, design middleware, try to understand the people within the companies and how they do things. And then I kind of accommodate that with the types of computer solutions I provide. And I was originally looking for a way. I have a good marketing program going on, and I was originally looking to do maybe a mailing. So I happen to really love Bob Dly, because
mm-hmm.
the guy is so meat and potatoes, solid as a rock, non-hypey, honest individual. And I bought a book of his on a direct mailing, and I bought another product of his on direct mailing. And then somehow, through cross-linked marketing, I got exposed to your product. and it just grabbed me. And I'm, you know, my biggest problem has been trying to figure out what to make the Inbox magazine on, because as you can imagine, for 30 years I've worked with, most of these companies are successful enough that they need computer software to help run or improve the company. So there's a big three areas I work on. One is sales and marketing, one is finance and accounting, and one is production and operations. I call those the big three. And I love the companies that are 5 million to 20 million in size. They have, you know, typically 20 to 100 employees. And I just love working with those people. I love people. I'm a real technically competent guy with a solid accounting background. But I love people. I love the understanding of that. I'm looking at somebody doing their job, and I'm respecting the fact that they get up every day and they go in to do that thing, and they raise a family and buy their houses and do what they do. And the owners of those companies, they're like mini CEOs, but they don't have the luxury of surrounding themselves with a bunch of executives. A few of my clients have vice presidents, but and most of them have managers. And the managers are in charge of certain things. So what I did was I went on to, I took your module one, and I went on and I took a look at the best-selling magazines by category, and then I looked at the ones that I buy myself that I like, and one was The Economist, one was Popular Science, National Geographic, Reader's Digest, The New Yorker, Discover, Forbes, and Popular Mechanics. My personal favorite is Wired, but I think they've kind of lost their way. And but it's so cool. It's an insider's view of emerging and developing technologies.
Right, I know.
And then the one that I looked at things I grabbed my attention, which is Scientific America, social science related articles like The Economist, Men's Health, GQ, Rolling Stone, Food and Wine, because I like cooking, Big Mysteries, Smithsonian, and because they're trusted to me. So I guess my quick, so all of that is the background to my question, which is I think I've decided that my personal passion is to help company owners with the big three, sales and marketing, finance and accounting, production and operations. Those are my panelists. But I want to kind of intersperse with some other human interests, because when you're trying to work with people, when you're trying to keep your team going, when you're trying to keep people on track and motivated to come into work every day and do the things that you've implemented, new processes in a company, you've got to be a well-rounded individual. You've got to have more than just business on your brain. You've got to be able to talk about music and mechanics and, you know, the New Yorker and, you know, the latest fashion trends. I'm 60 years old and I still read Rolling Stone magazine because I'm interested in music and I'm interested in fashion and I'm interested in food, but I'm mostly interested in business. What's your gut? I don't have a name. I'm pretty good at figuring that out, but I'm wondering what your gut is on the process I've gone through so far to try and find out what I'm going to do an Inbox magazine about, at least as my first one.
Okay. Got you. So as you were speaking, my first gut reaction to the name of your website should be, and this is a drum roll, is thecoolnerd.com.
Right? Oh, cool. I like it.
Okay. And a tagline is something like helping company or helping business owners grow the right way, or helping business owners grow something. Like I'm not there yet on the tagline, but I really love thecoolnerd.com, and it really is like, oh, it really is just helping business owners thrive, right? Because what you that's it right there. Helping business owners thrive, because what you mentioned with those three are by far, right? Because, I mean, I do a lot of consulting with a lot of big companies, and it's always those things, right? It's always those things. And so, oh, I love that, helping business owners thrive. I love that.
You know, Mary Ellen, I've had meetings with some of the largest companies in Canada dealing with succession planning, because they have lawyers who specialize in tax and law. And, you know, there are people who specialize in investment bankers and corporate finance guys who like to work in that space because they're trying to help those companies sell. And usually those, and we've got this big demographic bubble moving, and those business owners usually are really cool at running a company and making $2, $3, $4 million a year. You know, but what they're not good at is getting better because they don't know where to start. They're, you know, like they do all kinds of different things, right? But they don't know where to start. And the thing that kind of turns me off about the cool nerd, and I'm trying to figure out if that's just me and my pride, or is just, I'm wondering if that's kind of like, you know, I sometimes people try to, like, please don't take this the wrong way, because I really trust your judgment hugely for all kinds of reasons, not the least of which is just hearing the feedback of you dealing with all the questions today. It just tells me a lot. But I'm a little worried that I want people to take this stuff seriously,
right?
As I build my lists, I love to get to 88,000 subscribers, like, you know, Instant Investor. And that guy who had the real estate idea, it's brilliant. I mean, half my clients own their buildings and they don't know what to do with them. I mean, they do call a realtor.
But, no, and I understand. You know. I definitely understand your concern, and that's okay. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when you look at something like the Geek Squad and how big that's gotten, right?
Yeah,
it's,
exactly. That was I had a similar idea here in Vancouver. That's where the Geek Squad, some of the key members started. I've been around a long time in the tech community in Vancouver and all over.
And
then so,
you know, at first I thought
GoDaddy,
you know, GoDaddy, you know, same thing. So you've got all these. So I understand your concern. And trust me, like I said before, you know, it's like naming your child. And if you don't love it, then I don't want you to do it. I love it, but it's not my child, right? It's your child. So you have
I also want to be open-minded. And especially one thing I've learned in my 60 years is listen to people who know what they're talking about and whatever that field is. And I know you know what you're talking about. I guess my question is, when I see something like the CEO's Edge, I mean, that appeals to me, but I know that I will instantly lose the mindset of the $5 to $10 million a year company, because these people know they're not that. You know, they're just not that. That's not what they own. They own a company with 100 employees, and half of them are losing their minds. But I say that jokingly. But, you know, they deal with all the things that humans deal with, like grandchildren and children and, you know, babysitting their employees because they're going through hell on earth and helping them get through hell on earth.
No, I got you, Ron. So, I mean, so really we just need to think of something that, you know, that you're more comfortable with.
I love your tagline of either helping business owners grow the right way or helping business owners thrive.
Right.
That's amazing. But the cool nerd, don't get me wrong, I've got to do some soul searching on this one and go, okay, can I, you know, like this, I mean, I get why you think that would work. And believe me, I respect what you think. So I just think I have to go, can I wake up with that in my DNA every morning and put time under that banner? You know?
Right. So this is what we should do. For the next call, you should think about that. You should think about that. And then you should come back to me with, you know, three other alternatives. And then we can go through them, okay?
So you like you're comfortable with the process I went through to come up with the decision of what my first Inbox magazine would be?
Oh, absolutely. And but when you were talking about, you know, Rolling Stones and these other, you know, things, you know, that's why that just came to me, because you're talking about your middleware and the software, and then I'm like, you know, and then I'm like, ooh, so come up with a couple, and what we can do is we can either say, oh my gosh, yes, that'll work, or we can add to it, or it might spark another idea. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Pleasure. My pleasure, Ron. Thank you.
All right,
Julie. We're winding down. We've got a couple more. Let's get to our next caller.
All right. So I did have someone that wrote in a couple questions. I wanted to make sure we got to them real quickly. If you don't mind, I'll read these to you.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So one of them was, he's not an Inbox person member yet, but he's interested. And so he was wondering, when you're starting out, what are you doing to attract people to your newsletter? Or are you just sending it out in mass and hoping people sign up?
Oh, my goodness. No, right? We have people to opt in, which is why we go through the process. And, you know, gosh, this is so, it's all in the program, right, where you start. So let me think. The best way to do this is we do the brainstorming on what your inbox is going to be, kind of like we've done through this call so far. We talk about who you're going to be the advocate for, and then what is the benefit. And then you're going to work on something we called a lead magnet. And the lead magnet is essentially the best piece of content you could put out there to impress somebody. You'd say it's the ambassador for your business. And then you're going to get a squeeze page ready. And then you're going to start sending that out to very specific groups, whether you're doing it to social media or directly with other list owners. And we talk about how you do that exactly to build your list. And people opt in to you. Now you essentially have the permission to send them your inbox magazine and the marketing in order to make money. So it is a very methodical process that we go through to do that. So I think that's a good answer for him.
Yes, that's great. Okay. And let's see, he had two other short ones here. How are you attracting advertisers and getting them to pay and participate?
Okay. Again, we really go through that quite a bit in the program. But when, you know, again, what do advertisers want? Advertisers want a community. Okay. So first you have to have your inbox ready, your inbox magazine ready. Then you have to have your community built. And then once you have that, and this is what we did actually with Bill, I hooked him up with a list manager because he had 88,000 subscribers. Now, you know, like instantly he had an extra $250,000 of revenue coming in the door because people are now renting his list.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I'm typing as you speak here. All right. That's good. And then the last question was, are the experts to use paid or is it just PR for them with links to their websites?
They are absolutely not paid. It is PR for them. And earlier on this call, we talked about two websites that you can find experts and they want to be found. They're on that website so that you can find them. And very often you will link either to a report they've written or to their website. You will give them some creds, but you will make that kind of those deals per se directly with them, but they want you to publish them. So I hope
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's great. And I'll let him know that we talked about his questions towards the end. So, all right. Let's see. Next up, we have caller from Maine, I think. 1360.
Yes.
Tell us your name and your question.
Hi, Steve O'Brien.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I know I'm catching it at the end here. I had to jump off and deal with a client. So
no worries.
I'm in the Medicare field dealing with seniors.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought from time to time to do something with, you know, with seniors basically as the market and use my newsletter not only for my own personal client newsletter to keep in contact with them as you should, as every, you know, salesperson should, but also for lead generation, reaching a wider audience and
right,
hopefully at some point getting connection with those people through the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is, are people using the newsletters in that manner?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
That was when I was talking earlier about Ron LeGrand, that was actually what he said everyone should have one if you're only doing that with it. You know what I mean? So absolutely. And you have, you know, seniors are such a growing market online that it's such, and you have so much to talk about when you're talking to seniors.
And so, and the beautiful thing with your overall company too, that you could do is you could actually have like a monthly senior, like you could actually call it the senior moment, where you actually highlight one of your seniors, like, you know what I mean? And you, you know,
right.
You highlight them and you talk about them.
Right. And the good thing was, even though I'm in the financial realm, I mean,
right.
The good thing with seniors is, you know, you can find articles on discounts and travel and
absolutely.
All those other things that, you know,
right.
So you're not stuck on, you're never going to be stuck for content. I don't think.
Never. Like I said, and, you know, and especially seniors, I think they, you know, they would love to have the opportunity to be highlighted within your Inbox magazine. I think that would be, you know, if you did a weekly and you highlight it one a month, I mean, I think that would be so cool.
Right. And do you have, are you aware of other senior Inbox type of
publications
out there now?
Oh, sure. I mean, and this is kind of what I was doing before with Nancy with the ballroom dancing. Like, if you literally Google senior online magazines or senior newsletters or senior e-zines, I mean, you'll just get a list. Just Google
right.
it.
I subscribed to a couple of them already for this purpose, you know, just for,
yeah.
even for this,
uh-huh.
just for content. And,
yep.
and they, a couple of people have done a nice job. What, and besides – the revenue streams from that, and again, I apologize if you talked about it earlier, but that type of marketplace, what type of revenue stream could you build from what other products or services, or could it be just about anything that's senior related that you connect with Amazon or
yeah.
you know, suppliers of equipment? Is that how people are doing it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you could even do it for home deliveries of things. I mean, you have a huge, I mean, you have so much that you can sell in there that is useful and actionable and, you know, life-changing to these people, you know?
Right. Yeah, and is the senior market, because is it a receptive to the email? Is that
oh,
a good
absolutely.
Market? Sometimes they talk about ages, and I was talking to someone on Facebook one time, and I don't think seniors are on Facebook. And I said, well,
oh my
I said, actually, it's the fastest growing segment, I understand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that a lot of seniors have that a lot of other people don't have is time, right, on their hands, right?
Right.
You know, and they want that, they want to connect. Right?
Right.
So they have their days to do this. They want to connect. And that's why when I tell you, you can do this, it can become a real community. And that's what I mean. Like, if you highlight somebody, then they're going to be like, hey, how do I get highlighted? You know what I mean?
Right.
And you could even put, like, you could put a joke in there once a month. Like, I would make this where you have a joke once a month. You have somebody highlight it once a month, where you just have these different things going on. You know what I mean? So you have one section that kind of just changes out each week. You know,
and that's the thing. You do it on a. Is your recommendation to do it on a weekly basis, not a biweekly or monthly?
No, definitely do it on a weekly.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
And do you incorporate? I've seen some people kind of incorporate videos within their. I don't know. I'm not very technically savvy, but I've seen them kind of incorporate videos in their newsletters.
Yes.
Type of thing. Is that something that you recommend?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Shake it up. I mean, I've done it a few times, and now I'm going to be doing it a lot more because now I actually just I just upgraded my phone to an iPhone 7 Plus, and oh man, it's like a whole new life. So anyway, I'm a big reader and writer, and I like that. But other people, you know, I mean, I wrote the book on changing channel, right, on multi-channel marketing. So literally, you know, people are receptive to different things. And so, you know, you might have once a month you do it as a video, you know, or just put a video in there. You know, again, with your market, you know, seniors, you know, having something to connect with is so important.
Right. Well, and you hear anyway, I'm sure you get all the stuff that videos, the people, you know, on Facebook and YouTube, and that's where everyone's
right.
kind of going is you got to have some video. People don't want to just read text anymore. And
right.
so I think your idea and my instincts are to kind of mix it up and have some
yep.
video and articles in the same newsletter.
And, you know, and the one thing that we do every week is we have pictures in there, right? We have pictures in it every week. And, you know, same thing. Google loves picture. Google loves video. So, you know, always incorporating a picture. And those pictures, you know, I mean, very often they're pictures of my kids or my family or where I've been, right? And again, when you know, the bonding element is going to be key. And
seniors, they need to trust you. So you show, you know, when you are transparent and share your life with them, that's, you know, that's building the trust.
Right. Great. Well, this has been very informative. Like I said, I had to jump off, but I was listening to the other parts, and I've been thinking about doing something like this, and so I'm glad you had this call. It was, and I've go back to Barbara's point from Florida. I've been to Ron LeGrand's seminar, so I know him too. So
good.
It was
good.
Interesting to hear her talk.
I'm so glad. And, you know, this is recorded, so basically you'll be able to listen to anything you weren't here for. So.
All right. Well, great. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Nice to speak with you, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. All right, Jules, who's next? Thank you.
We have a second question from Julie in Oregon. Hey, Julie.
Hi. This one, I want to preface this because I want to say, first of all, that no is an acceptable answer. I have someone I've been working with. We just finished her manuscript. She's an occupational therapist, and she's written a book for unique learners. My son actually has a couple learning disabilities, and so that's how I first met this lady. She's an incredible therapist. And she's written a really, really great book. And I've kind of been helping her with the now process of, you know, what do we do next now that we've written this manuscript? So what I'm wondering, and like I said, I wouldn't ask this except for this as an open call, is if you would take a look at what I've done with her website so far and tell me what you think, just, you know, kind of first impressions, but specifically, what you think of the name and the tagline.
Oh, sure.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, so the URL is uniquelearnersolutions.com. And her premise is, you know, not, she's kind of come up with a unique, you know, kind of discovery about what all these unique learners have in common, but her underarching or overarching thing is that it's not that kids with learning disabilities can't learn. It's that they learn in unique ways. And so that's kind of where the tagline sprang
okay,
from.
Okay, first of all, the first impression of the website is it looks fantastic.
Great.
It looks fantastic. Now, how do I get out of the where is the X out to get out of the pop-up without putting my name in there?
It should be up in the upper corner, upper right corner.
It's not there. Do you see it, Julie? Oh, but it's all the way up. Sorry. Okay. So I love the picture. I love the the font that was used for the unique learnersolutions.com. Finding the ability in learning disability. Finding the ability in learning disability. Finding the ability in learning disability. I wonder if it is just finding the abilities in disabilities, right? Because it's just wordy, right? Because you have unique learner solutions, which I think is great, okay? Finding the abilities in disability. You know, like the learning, you have learner up top, you know what I mean? And it's long.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Finding the abilities. Or what is something about There's got to be something in like something like removing the dis in disability, like something like that. Oh, that's kind of okay. Unique learner solutions, removing the dis in disability, that you're highlighting ability, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. Disability. Do you think that for search terms, it's important to have the learning disability in there, that it's kind of a together, like it specifies a learning disability
as
opposed to?
think about that for a minute, right? Your header isn't going into search, right?
True.
When you write things, you're going to be writing about learning disabilities, right? You know, you're going to be writing the words out, you know? So
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Removing the dis from disability?
Yeah, or, I mean, I'm finding the
ability. And disability?
Or overcoming the dis. Overcoming the dis in disability. That's kind of good.
Yeah, that's.
Overcoming the dis in disabilities.
Yeah, I like that.
Overcoming the dis in disability. Yeah, overcoming the dis.
It's all about the solution.
Yes, I like that. But the website looks great.
Okay, good.
Really Thanks. Good. Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank
all
you.
Right.
I appreciate that input very much.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, Julia, we'll talk soon.
Okay, sounds good. Have a safe trip.
Thanks. All right, Jules, do we have one more caller?
We do. We cannot end our call without a very special connection with Mr. Dave Sr. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Julie. Hey, Mary Ellen. How are you guys?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. This is what a phenomenal call. I guess my first question is, how is it you train for these marathon calls?
I don't know. I did go for a long bike ride this morning and do my meditation, so I guess that's it.
I figured it. I knew it. I knew the endorphins were pumping. I could just tell. That's the key. That is absolutely the key. So things are going well, and this is really a phenomenal call. I think the big takeaway for me is it really helps keep, you know, in my case, my dreams alive, and the motivating, and it's so encouraging and edifying all at the same time. So it's phenomenal. So the live workshop's going well on my end. I've identified a couple of affiliate partners, and you know, trying to carve out some time to do the online piece of it that dovetails with the live work.
Mm-hmm.
So things are coming together. I couldn't be more excited. I think if I was more excited, I'd be twins. And I just want a big thank you for everything that you're doing here on the calls and elsewhere. So just a big thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, Dave. Thank you. And Dave's site is aliveinthelord.com. And I'm so happy about your workshops, Dave. That's really fantastic news.
I am super excited. Just really grateful that it's taken off the way it is. And couldn't be more grateful and happier, actually. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for, and you know, and here's Dave. He doesn't even have a question. He stays on for the entire call because he's always willing to help others and get and suck, you know, and soak up all the knowledge, which is, you know, really what this community is about. And that's fantastic. Again, so many people on the call today who didn't get on, and that's okay. As long as you got something out of the call, that's the goal, you know? So thank you, Dave. And I'll talk to you soon.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Mary Ellen. God bless.
Alrighty. All right, Jules, any last words?
For our members, make sure you look at the emails for the next call because we're going to be changing the PIN numbers and the numbers that you call in on. So just a heads up that there will be new PIN numbers. And the link, in case you didn't catch it earlier, if you're ready to sign up, is inboxempire.com/coach. We'd love to have you on our next call. I think that's all I had. How about you, Mary Ellen?
No, I just want everyone to keep going. And, you know, the other thing I do want to say, because, again, I'm never anyone to push anybody into doing something they don't want to do. But I love this program so much. So many people love this program. And you have a, you know, like a year, like, I'm sorry, like 90 days, like if it doesn't work for you. So 90 days, that's pretty good. You pretty much know whether it's a good program or not. So I hope you join us. If it's right for you, you know, you've heard so many people on this call who are like family, and that's really what we've become, is this community, this family. So I want to thank everybody for your time today. because so, I mean, everyone's still on the call and we're going on what, over two hours and 20 minutes. So thank you so much and have a wonderful couple weeks. And I hope to talk to everybody soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you so much, Mary Ellen.
Thanks, Jules.
Bye.